Mission stable outside. And now let us prepare our hearts to listen to the word of God through our dear pastor, Pastor Albert Clavo.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Christy. God bless you all as you continue to participate in the life of the church through your giving, through your worship, through your prayers, through inviting of friends and family. Those joining online, welcome to our online service. And we encourage you to share the link to our service to those that you know are struggling with some kind of situations in their life, particularly in the area of sickness and healing. Good morning. Today is the culmination of our preaching series on the Epistle of James. So if you recall, in the last few weeks, in chapter 1, we talked about overcoming trials. And we emphasize that as believers in Christ, we are not exempted from the troubles and trials of life. While we are on this earth, we will go through some trials and tribulations. But thanks be to God, He is able to help us overcome. Amen. We are more than victorious through Christ. And then in chapter 2, we looked at faith that works. Because if you truly believe in Christ, it should display in a life of good works, in a life of transformation. Chapter 3, Pastor Louis preached about the tongue and how powerful it is. And we have to use it for the glory of God in ways that bless instead of curse. In ways that uplift instead of put people down. Last Sunday, Pastor Dennis Heppner talked about submitting to God's will and how important it is that if we want to live a life that truly experiences the fullness of God on a daily basis, we have to align our life to the will of God. Amen? Para po yung ano eh, di ba? In Metro Manila, we always have a water problem. No? There's always like water crisis, not enough water here, there, and everywhere. And then there's these water trucks that are sent all over the metro. And so you line up there and put your bucket, your pail there, you know. So, but you cannot keep your bucket here, but the water is there. So, then gusto ko ikaw ang lalapit sa akin. Hindi ho, you know. The truck is there, the water is there. You go there and bring your pail. Ganun din po ang will of God. You cannot say, God, come over here, because I'm here. No, if God is there, you go there. You have to align your life to the will of God. Today we will look at healing in chapter 5 of the Epistle of James. So join me along as we read God's word in James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. It says here, is anyone among you in trouble? Ask the person near you, are you in trouble? Are you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. Oh, I love that. It's a short passage, yung part na yun, no? The Lord will raise them up. But it is one of the most powerful phrases you will find in Scripture. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Let us pray. Lord, we submit our hearts and minds to you today. Allow us to hear the word of God, but allow it to penetrate the deepest part of our beings so that, God, the word of God will be planted deep. It will bear fruit and it will grow and it will be a blessing, not just to us, but even to other people that we interact with, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God. Good morning again. Healing through faith-filled prayer. Let me begin, by the way, this message, I want to take healing in a holistic way. Sometimes I myself have preached it, and others that have preached it, I've listened to. They immediately zone in on the spiritual aspect of healing, and we will get there. But for us to appreciate it more, we will look at the totality of how God made us and how we can be healed in our body, soul, and spirit. So every person is a trichotomy. Say that word with me, trichotomy. Parang Pastor Albert, parang operasyon ba yan? Trichotomy. From 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the Apostle Paul says that we are spirit, soul, and body, or body, soul, and spirit. Body, from the Greek word soma, is our physical being, what you see outside. From head, shoulders, knees and toes. Okay, I have two hands, the left and the right. Hold them together. clean and bright. So everything, your face, your eyes, your ears, your nose, etc. But also internally, what you don't see is part of the physical makeup of our body, our bones, our muscles, our veins, our nerves, our internal organs. When our kids were very young, I bought this in National Bookstore, and maybe you did the same. You know those charts that are the different parts of our body? So it starts with our outside body, you can see it. And you flip it, then you get to the skeleton. Then you flip it again, it's the internal organs, the muscles, the veins, etc. And God has made this physical body, the outside, to protect the internal, which is far more important. That's why our heart is not exposed. Can you imagine if your heart is outside here? You know? And you're walking and somebody bumps into you, "Hoy, sinaktan mo ang puso ko." O di, totoo talaga yun, ano? Sinaktan mo ang puso ko. Because your heart is outside, you know? Can you imagine if your liver is outside, your lungs are outside, then you will detect yung mga smoker, talagang grabe naman, tinan mo yung lungs, oh, kitang-kita mo, di ba? Kalahati na lang yung buhay, you know? So, pasensya na po. So, by the way, side note, one of our ano yung membership class, you know, they were tasked by Pastora Josie to interview the pastors, ganyan. And so I was interviewed. And one of the questions was, "Pastor Albert, if you were not a pastor, what would you be?" Ang bilis po na sagot ko, folk singer or stand-up comedian. So either of the two, I don't know which one will work. No, but anyway, so that's our physical body. Our soul, the Greek word is psyche. The emotional and mental capacities, including our emotions, memories, our cognitive capacities, and our personality. How many of you have ever heard the term psychosomatic? Right? The idea of the phrase is, it's a combination of the two, the psyche and the soma, the soul and the body, is that there's nothing wrong with your soma, with your body. But somehow, psychologically, you think you're sick. And you eventually start manifesting symptoms of sickness. Particularly those that are hypochondriac, yung mga tipong pag nakarinig ng may sakit, parang sa kanila, parang sakit din. When you talk to someone, "Oh, please pray for me, I have this headache." Mamaya, parang ako rin may headache na rin ako. You know? Somehow your soul is telling your body you're sick, but actually you're not. You know? And then your spirit, of course, is pneuma, the part of you that connects with God and with eternity. Here's the interesting thing. No? God is a Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you don't know exactly what that means, attend our habits classes. Okay? Some of you, by the way, who are in the habits classes, you have some very serious questions. Ah, grabe. I will let PDV be the one to answer some of those for you. I tried to answer some of them, by the way. And yet, this Trinity is a unity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work as one. And then the Bible says God created us in His image. Also a Trinity. He made us body, soul, and spirit. And in the same way that God, the Trinity, acts as one, our being is supposed to also act as one. Our body, soul, and spirit must be acting together. We also know that each part affects the other and is intrinsically connected to the other. So it's not like your body is somewhere there, but your soul is here. Alam mo yun, yung mga tipong mga out-of-body experience na tinatawag, you know? O some, parang I was there, but I'm here. Or of course, in school, students will use that example, di ba? Physically present, but mentally absent, di ba? But actually, all of you is right where you are supposed to be. So look at the person near you. Every part of them is right there. Okay, not one part of them was left somewhere else, okay? So I asked a friend of mine who's a pastor and also a theology professor in the U.S., and I asked him, "Can you help me understand fully how body, soul, and spirit work together?" And this is his explanation. Wonderful. He says, "Our body is our world consciousness. This is how we interact with our world. Our soul is our self-consciousness. This is how we understand what's going on internally. Our spirit is our God consciousness. This is how we relate to God." Sabi ko, wow, kaya ka talaga theology professor, you know? So, today I want to talk about the sources of sickness because there are different reasons why we get sick. The second, the sources of healing. There are different ways that God brings healing to us. And then finally, we will end it with faith-filled prayer. So turn to someone and tell them, first quarter na tayo. First quarter. Yeah. So we'll go through four parts here. So here we go. The source of our sickness. The ultimate source of all sickness, whatever it may be, is the fall of man. God created a perfect world, and God created man and woman in His image, gave them a command. If they kept it, oh my goodness, it'll be a perfect world and a perfect humanity. Unfortunately, as we know, they fell into sin. Their disobedience brought dire consequences, including and culminating in death. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. And death is not only the eternal separation from God. After our life is over, you know, we face eternity. Depending on if you are a believer of Christ or not, it could be an eternity with God or separated from Him. But death can also come physically here on earth and then gradually by way of sickness. You just start feeling like you're dying gradually, slowly. You don't feel it because you're strong enough. But it says scientists and doctors will say that at age 30, your body starts to, you know, deteriorate. And then it warp speed on deterioration when you get to about 60, 65, etc. So every day that you're alive is one day closer to the end of your mortality. You know? Isn't that's a good way to think about it, so that you live your life purposefully. Because you know at any given moment it could end. And that's why for me, funerals are one of the best kinds of ministries ever. Because funerals are not for the dead. They're for the living. The funeral service is not for the person in the coffin or the jar. Their life is already finished. The service is for the family and friends gathered to remind them one day that is you. So the question is, are you ready for that day? And if you're not, you better get ready. So ask someone here, are you ready? I hope the answer is yes. All right. Now, let me emphasize, not all sicknesses can be traced directly to a particular sin. Oh, I know why you are disabled. Oh, I know why you are sick. Oh, I know, because there's sin in your life. Not necessarily. Because Jesus addressed that question in John chapter 9. They brought a blind person to Him and said, Lord, who committed sin so that he is blind? It's his sin or his parents? And Jesus said, neither. Meaning, their sin, whatever it may be, did not directly cause their sickness. This particular sickness is so that God may be glorified when He performs a miracle. So that's the first. The ultimate source of all sickness is the fall of man. But there are other reasons. Here's the second. Environmental source. Our surroundings, where we live, can cause you to get sick. We used to live in a house in Las Piñas, and our neighbor, it's residential, it's a gated community, but the neighbor used it for a construction business, construction of furniture. So every day there are these shavings of wood, you know how when they cut wood, and I have allergic rhinitis. When I wake up in the morning, the first, you know, breath is all of that dust particles. Oh, you know, and like for like 2 or 3 years when we lived there, I just had severe allergies. And the doctor basically told me, anong solution? You better move. There's no solution. You know, you can singhot all the things that you can, you know, mga all kinds of inhaler. But at the end of the day, every day you live there is not good for you. Eventually, we moved to the province. And how many of you know the air in the province is so much better? Yes? Okay. When you drive in Skyway coming from Laguna, and parating kami sa Skyway dito sa pagdating mo ng Makati area, you can already see how unhealthy the air is here, correct? You can see the smog, you know? And so, one of the benefits of the pandemic was what? The air got cleared. Di ba, no? During the pandemic, the air got globally, you know? So your environment can cause. So air pollution, water pollution. How many of you remember being young and playing basketball and drinking water directly from the faucet, the gripo? Dito yung mga nagbabasketball dyan or whatever sport, di ba? Uso bang bottled water, no? Do you recall drinking bottled water when you were young? No. I dare you now to drink water from your gripo. I dare you to try it. And I will be the first to tell you, don't. Because it's not healthy. Correct? So water can cause sickness. Noise pollution. How many of you believe noise pollution can cause mental and emotional distress? Okay? So in our house, many, many years ago, sorry, to my wife, I have to tell this story. We have a neighbor who has mga manok cockfighting. Okay? So he started with a few. Then eventually it's like 30 or 40 or 50 roosters. And I tell you, as wonderful as our worship team is, they have nothing against those roosters. Their blending of their sound is like soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. Beautiful. Not beautiful. But I mean, talagang every hour, 24 hours. Now, I wake up early anyway. So, tinatalo ko yung manok. Nauuna ako magising. So, it doesn't bother me. My wife is not a morning person. So, it's like, you know. And then, in the afternoon, when she wants to take a nap, you know, soprano, alto, bass, you know. And so, that's like the entire day, you know. Noise pollution can cause such emotional distress. Here's another source of sickness, genetic source. That is why your doctor will ask you, is there anything in your family history? Diba no? Do you have hypertension? Do you have heart disease? Is there any family member that has that had cancer in the past? So these things, why? Because some of these things you pass on and inherit. So many, many years ago, about 15 years ago, we were traveling, we were in the U.S., we were staying with my brother and sister-in-law, and we were in a mall, and all of a sudden, the mall began to rotate. Sabi ko, ba't umiikot yung mall? You know? Well, it wasn't really, it was me. I was having a hypertensive attack. My BP shot to like 160 something, 170. So my wife was one who had to drive, I think, to the house of my brother. My sister-in-law was a nurse, and she took my BP and said, "Nako," you know. Then she gave me, you know, medication. Sabi niya, "You're going to the bathroom almost every 10 minutes." Sabi niya, "But when you go home to the Philippines, consult with a doctor and ask to be given already maintenance medicine." So I am under maintenance medication because it's the only way to keep my BP at a stable level. So, turns out my tatay was hypertensive, my kuya who was her husband was hypertensive. It's in our family DNA. Accidents is another reason for sickness. This could happen at any age. You could be young or old. Could be through a sport or a vehicular accident of any kind, or maybe even in the house. You can have an accident in the house. Broken bones, fractured hips, shoulders, head injuries. And depending on how severe, it could even affect internal organs. So we have very good friends, husband and wife, who was a pastor and a Bible school president, were in a severe car accident head-on, such that the dashboard and the steering wheel pressed into his physical body so that his ribs pressed internally to all the organs inside. So nagkabuhol-buhol yung intestines and parts of everything else just got messed up kung saan sila dapat. The wife who was seated beside him, yung knees naman niya ang tinamaan by the dashboard. And it would take over a year of just treatment for them to get better. Here's another, and you cannot stop it, aging. Ay, nako. At around age 30, like I said, our body starts to decline, and this decline speeds up at around 60 to 65. And that is why you start using no longer cologne, but Katinko, Alcamporado, Epicacent Oil. Sa pagtulog mo, nagpapahid ka pa ng Vicks. Huwag kayong mahiya. Ginagawa ko rin yan. Okay? And you can no longer do the same strenuous activities you used to do. If you ran a 20-mile run before, maybe just 10 or 5 already. If you used to lift 100-pound weights, maybe 50 pounds na lang. You start experiencing body pains all over. Right? And it just geography lang. Lumilipat lang ng tirahan yung pain. Headache goes to the back pain, goes to the knee. Diba? Talagang ganun lang. And it's part of life. And you ask a doctor, the doctor will say degenerative. What it means is, you can't stop it. Your body is aging and therefore that's just part of it. But other than that, you know, many years ago, na-experience namin to and totoo pala. Minsan when you read it in the news, parang totoo ba yun? Yung chikungunya. It's a type of dengue, no? but it attacks your nerves. So one day, it's like we could barely move without pain. Out of the blue, parang hindi kami makatayo. Even getting out of the bed was very painful. Going downstairs, it's like we felt like 80 years old, 90 years old. Para kaming slow motion going down the stairs. And it lasted almost a week. And it's like one, two or three of us, the same thing. Sabi ko, ano nangyari sa atin? You know, nagsisimula na ba yung arthritis? Sabi ko, sana wag pa. You know? But those are just reality. Stress is also a factor, right? Stress. Even medical doctors point extreme stress as a leading cause of unhealth in body, mind, and soul. Unmanaged and unmanageable stress can lead to anxiety, depression, anger. And what is the source of stress? There's many, no? Hindi ko na isa-isain. Baka we might get into trouble. Somebody asked me kasi in the lobby, Pastor, sabihin mo, minsan ang stress yung asawa. Hindi ko sasabihin yan. Kasi delikado yan. That's a dangerous statement to make. But by the way, it can be both ways naman. Hindi lang naman one way yon. So, but stress can also have physiological effects. You'll have headaches, migraines, ulcers, etc. And then of course, we don't want to talk about it, but we have to, our personal lifestyle gets us into trouble. What we eat, how much we eat, how often we eat, guilty. Okay. What we drink, how much we drink, all of that, and how little we move physically. So in our travels, when we traveled to the US and to Europe in the last few years, we noticed one thing, and if you've ever traveled or you've maybe read some things like this, the US has a severe obesity problem. The Europe does not. And one of the reasons, aside from food, is physical activity. You see, the U.S., their transport system is based on cars. Cars are point-to-point. You drive from your house all the way to your destination. Very little movement is involved. In Europe, the main source of transportation is trains or bus. Trains or bus are not point-to-point. From your house, you have to walk to the train station or the bus station. Then when you get to wherever you're going, you walk again. So all that walking is good for them. That is not being experienced by in the U.S. So in our recent travel, I think I lost a lot of pounds and a lot of inches just by walking like 30,000 steps a day. And my phone just tells me 6,000 is enough. Wow, I used up like a year's worth of walking in about a week or so. Unfortunately for me, I think I regained some of them in the last few months. So, siguro dapat ulit mag-travel para maglakad-lakad ulit. No. I have to really walk more. How many of you, you'll be honest, you say, I can do better. Yes, I can do better. Yeah, we can all do better. So, what is our source of our healing? First, the ultimate source is our salvation in Jesus Christ. Jesus at the cross not only died for the sins of humanity, He also died for the eternal and earthly effects of our fallenness, which includes our sicknesses. So therefore, when Christ died on the cross, He not only died for your sins, He also died for your physical sicknesses that are the result, ultimately, of the fall of man. But since that is not the only cause of sickness, like I talked about, no? Rick Warren says it this way. God will not do for you what you're supposed to do for yourself. But you cannot do what only God can do. Only God could have saved you and ultimately heals you through the cross of Jesus Christ. We cannot duplicate that. But everything else, you're supposed to do. So tell someone near you, there's something for us to do to be healthy. There's something for us to do to be healthy. Let me begin with this. Personal lifestyle change. Ouch. Diba? Ouch. Oh, you know? If the source of my unhealth is my lifestyle, then the path to healing and wellness begins with me. It starts with me. What I eat, how much I eat, how often I eat, all of those things. Each person must make their own decision, so I cannot make that decision for you. in consultation with your physician. Ask your doctor. Don't just believe everything you see on YouTube, huh? Okay? Even if there are good doctors on YouTube, get someone that you can face-to-face have a conversation with that can look at you and say, yeah, let me test this. This might work, this might not work. Let's not import everything we see overseas and immediately adapt it when it might not be applicable to you. So what are the first things that they will do? They will monitor your vitals, correct? Ano yung mga yon? Your cholesterol. Oh my goodness, your sugar. All those letters that I have no idea what it means. The HDL, the LDL, and all of those things. I have no idea what it means. But after that, the doctor will say, okay, there's a range. Correct? There's a range. From 100 to 200 is okay. But you're 500. You're not even just gradually a little above. You are triple the range. So therefore, ayan na si Doc. That's why it's time to change the doctor. No. Biro lang. Kasi Doc, ayoko yung mga sinasabi mo sa akin. I will change you. I'll look for another doctor. No. Change your lifestyle, your nutrition, your exercise, and find some activity that works for you. It's not for all. Okay? Some of our people here, you bike. I cannot bike. I tried that. I don't enjoy it. Okay? Some people are into jogging, tennis, whatever. Ako walking. Because that I can do without cost. Sabi ko kay Barbara, mag-enroll ako dun sa anytime, anywhere? Di ba, no? Fitness? And then I inquired, do you know how expensive that thing is? And then sabi niya, babayaran mo, di ka naman pupunta. yung walking, libre. Okay? Oo nga naman. Walking shoes lang ang kailangan mo or running shoes. Pwede ka na, di ba no? So, whatever works for you, find that activity, and if you can find one that you enjoy as husband and wife, even more wonderful. Environmental change. If the source of my unhealth is my surroundings, you can move if you physically can. You know, like we said, we used to live in the heart of Metro Manila, now we are in the province, mas masarap ang hangin. Now when I breathe like this, hindi agad ako, you know, I can really breathe a cleaner air. So thanks be to God. Medical treatment. If the source of my unhealth is my genetics, my family history, you cannot change that, but maybe what you can do, like I said, no, maintenance medication in consultation with your doctor or surgery. It might be necessary to do a surgical operation on you. Again, don't do this on your own, okay? And by all, please don't do YouTube surgery. Alam mo yun, uy, napanood ko yun. Doon daw sa kanto ng, you know, whatever. Please don't do that, you know. There's a lot of fake people and scam people. Don't toy with your body. Okay, just because it's cheaper, whatever. My goodness, the consequence of that to your health and to your money. Ay, nako, go to a legit one, okay? Go to legit dentists. There are plenty of good dentists we have here. Even in Beginnings Church, and si Doc Jan nandoon, si Doc Maris nandiyan. So, maraming pwedeng puntahan. Huwag kayong pupunta sa mga fake sa YouTube, okay? And let me emphasize this. The healthcare profession, those that treat the body, soul, and spirit, is also a gift from God. And He uses it to heal us. It is not a denial of faith to access them. So, hindi po kasalanan to consult a doctor, to take medication, to have that surgery. By all means, if that is what it will take to heal you, please go ahead and do so. Which brings me to the next, surgery and therapy. If the source of your sickness is an accident or something went wrong in a vital organ, it may require surgery or multiple surgeries. And prolonged therapy, my goodness. You know, now more than ever, I realize how important it is, my friends. No, now we know of people that personally we can trust with our own health. You know, make sure that you know the doctor and they have no ulterior motive over you, but they really genuinely care about your well-being. Yung hindi yung, kailangan tanggalin to, tanggalin yun, bakit tinanggal na lahat sa'yo, you know, at napabilis yung iyong pag-akyat sa langit, okay? So, wag ganon, okay? So, make sure that this person really genuinely cares about you. And then, for those of us that are entering that season on the upper side of the age, realistic age-appropriate activity. Okay, If the source of my unhealthy is age, accept the reality. Huwag kang over. Huwag kang sabi, wow, you know. No, if your body is telling you already, you cannot run 20 miles anymore, don't force the issue. If you cannot lift 100 pounds anymore, don't force the issue. Find something that is appropriate for where you are and how you are physically. And it may be necessary to take vitamin supplements, you know. There's that also, herbal, whatever. And to the seniors in the house, I say this with a lot of love and compassion, avoid falling. Because the older you get, the harder it is to heal this body. Broken bones, broken hips, all of that stuff takes much longer to heal. So by all means, if you can avoid climbing up and down the stairs in your house or wherever, just avoid that. Another way to be healed, positive attitude and work-life balance. Whatever the source of your sickness, what you think and what you say can also affect your physical, mental, and emotional health. Agree? Yes? Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You need some happy hormones. You need to just, wow, you know, whatever gets you up in the morning to be excited about the day, go ahead and just dance to the Lord or dance with your spouse or dance with your kids because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Proverbs, a merry heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So joy will get you through. But also, you find balance in your life, no? Ecclesiastes 3:1, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. So, panapanahon yan mga kapatid. Huwag itodo lahat, you know. You work, and then you die. You know? Huwag naman ganon, you know. You never got to enjoy your marriage, your children, your life. Find a healthy balance. Ecclesiastes 8:15, I recommend the enjoyment of life. Wow, the Bible is recommending it. So, I recommend it also. So can you turn to someone and say, I recommend that we enjoy our life. Yeah, enjoy your life. Go out with friends. Go out with family. See a good movie. Eat out in a beautiful place, you know. Go to a concert. Ah, yes, yeah, go ahead, you know. Huwag naman palaging, you know. It's tiring, you know, to those that take care of the homes and the family. It's tiring then to cook. You can ask Sister Barbara for that. Oh, nakapagod na magluto. Sometimes it's not the actual cooking, it's the thinking what to cook. You know? Diba? Oh, yes na yes kayo lahat. Ano? Ano bang iluluto ko? Nailuto ko na lahat. You know? So that's that part of it. So yeah, treat them out and say, kain na lang tayo sa labas. You know, for today, for this week. But also healing through faith-filled prayer. Because regardless of the source of our sickness, above and beyond, we have a Savior that is mighty to save, mighty to heal, mighty to set the captives free. So let's look at this chart. Is that chart there? I wasn't able to use it in the 8 o'clock service. Eh? So just to a quick review, no? The source of sickness and the source of healing. Is it there? Yes. Okay, go ahead and show it. So the ultimate source is the fall of man. The ultimate source is our salvation in Christ. If it's an environmental source, air pollution, noise pollution, water pollution, maybe an environmental change. You need to physically move to a different location. If it's a genetic source, you consult with the doctor. We may have to treat the source of your illness because of your family history. If it's an accident or something internal, surgery and therapy might be required. If it's aging, age-appropriate activities because you cannot stop aging, right? So how old are you? I'm 30 times. Okay? So, ganun din naman ang ending nun. If it's stress, have a positive attitude and a work-life balance. If it's personal lifestyle that's getting you into trouble, what you eat, what you drink, lack of activity, then lifestyle change. You cannot pray this away. You have to make changes in the way you live your life. And then regardless of the source, faith-filled prayer. Now, let me say something about lifestyle change. Many years ago, I learned from an ultrasound that I had gallstones. And I learned that because if you've ever experienced that, you know, yung parang hindi ka natutunawan, yung naimpatso ka. Yung it's like everything you ate for the day is still stuck there and you can barely get out because whatever how much you ate for the day, it's all there undigested. And it's like, you know, it's very difficult to get up. And so the ultrasound showed that. We consulted and the doctor said, yeah, we can do a surgery on you. Okay. Well, the schedule is like a week or so later. And in that gap, Barbara began to go through the exact same symptoms of just feeling full and feeling pain in the abdomen area. And she would like literally be on the ground, like in so much pain. So she also went ultrasound, etc. And the doctor said, yours is more severe. We have to do it already. So like a day or so later. Yung sayo, tsaka na, sabi niya. Okay. So she's had a gallbladder removal. Okay. Mine is still here by the grace of God. It's still here. But we've learned to adjust how much we eat during the day and when to eat. By about 5:30, we're already eating dinner because I realized I cannot digest anymore at night. And I avoid eating heavy merienda in betweens because like most Filipinos, we eat 10 times a day. Diba no? Breakfast, merienda, 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 lunch, merienda, 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 dinner, merienda, merienda, midnight snack. Okay? So then I realized I can't do that. I used to do that. I can't do that anymore. I used to consume loads and loads of soda. I still drink every now and then, but I can't do that anymore so much. Unless Pastora Josie is drinking Coke, then sasamahan ko si Pastora Josie. Dahil mahirap naman kung nag-iisa lang siya. So the two of us will drink Coke during the meeting. No. But the point is that you have to make changes. Because as Barbara reminded me, Han, we want to serve the Lord as long as we can. We can do that if we could barely move physically. Amen. So turn to someone near you and says, starts with you. Starts with me. Yep. Amen. So Jesus is our healer. We believe that. That's why we pray. That's why we want to access the grace of God for healing. Jesus spoke the word of healing directly to the sick. He would say, be healed, be well. He spoke the word of healing even when the sick person is somewhere else. Remember the centurion's servant is somewhere else. The sick person did not hear Jesus talk. But because there was someone there who represents the sick person, just like what we do in church sometimes, maybe you're not sick, but you know someone who is sick, you represent them. And the word of God and the word of healing can be proclaimed to you. Sometimes Jesus touched the sick person. Sometimes the sick person touched him. He did not touch them. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? He did not touch her. She's the one who touched even his garment. Sometimes Jesus would employ unusual means, which we would not do here in Beginnings Church. Now, but just to show you, Jesus one time spit on the ground, made mud, and put it on the blind man's eyes. But as radical as that is, on another occasion, he spit directly into the eye of the blind person. Can you imagine if you're blind like this, Lord, heal me, and then you hear, what was that? And then, of course, he opened, oy, I am healed. Praise the Lord, diba? And then on another occasion, Jesus used his fingers as cotton buds. He spit on his finger and he put this in the ear of the deaf person. So we won't do that. We've not done that. But just to let you know, God can do anything and everything if he wants to heal you. So don't ever limit the Lord. Jesus also empowered his disciples to heal. He said, go, preach the gospel, teach the good news, and then also heal the sick. So go, lay hands on people. And that's what they did. And sometimes unusual, the Apostle Peter's shadow brought healing to some people in Acts chapter 5. Handkerchiefs that were touched by the Apostle Paul also brought healing. Now, there have been extreme examples of this in modern day, where, you know, I'll touch your handkerchief and you pay me $100 and you will get healed. So that's a money-making scheme, okay? The apostles never did that. And so just to show you that God can use and employ anything. Which brings us to James chapter 5. So tell someone, I think nasa third quarter na tayo. Naiskipa natin second quarter. The church was also empowered by Jesus to heal. So James says, is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. So let me say two things about this. One is that James is talking to the church and he recognizes you could find yourself in a difficult situation. You are not exempt as a believer from going through difficult situations, correct? You can get sick just like an unbeliever can. And then he says, let them pray, meaning you yourself can pray. We do not teach here in church that only the pastor's prayer works. Your prayer can work. You can pray. In your own house, you can pray. In your workplace, you can pray. While you're driving in the car or you're in a jeep or a bus, you can pray. And ask the Lord at that moment to hear your prayer, and God does. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. So don't just come to God when you are in trouble. When you have a wonderful life, give thanks to the Lord every moment of your life. From the moment you wake up, Lord, thank you, I'm alive. I could have died while sleeping, but I'm thankful I'm alive. When you get safely to wherever you're going, Lord, thank you. There was no accident along the way. So many bad things could have happened, but I arrived safely at my work, in church, in school, whatever. So give thanks to God. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church. Those are any of the leaders, the pastors, life group leaders, habits teachers. All of those are your leaders. Pray over them. Anoint them with oil. Nothing magical with the oil. It is simply a point of contact and a symbol of the Holy Spirit. But take note, the prayer is in the name of the Lord. Not in the name of Beginnings Church, because the church cannot heal you. Certainly not in the name of any of our pastors. In the name of Pastor Louis, it won't work. In the name of Pastor Jeff, you know, it won't work. None of our names matter in this. Only the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith, so you have to believe that God actually answers your prayer. It will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. Wow, there is nothing. We sang that a while ago. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. And if they have sinned, they will be forgiven. So notice the connection, no, between body, soul, and spirit. So that means even though your sickness is physical, let's also address the soul and the spirit, the emotional, mental, and spiritual aspect of you, so that you will have wholeness in your life. Therefore, confess your sins to each other, meaning share your burdens. Ask each other to pray for you so that you may be healed. The Lord works even in the prayers of His people. Amen? The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Ay, sige, Pastor, hindi na lang ako magpe-pray, hindi ako righteous. Listen, our righteousness is not our own. Our righteousness comes from Christ. It is His righteousness that authorizes us now to pray. Because all of your goodness, that does not matter. So even though you are still a baby Christian, immature Christian, struggling Christian, exercise faith in the name of the Lord, and you are that righteous person standing in the presence of God, and you can bring healing to that person. Amen? So therefore, healing is still available for us today. Body, soul, and spirit. Amen. So can we stand as our worship team comes? Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Oh Lord, just bow your heads for a moment and the worship team will lead us in a song that we sang just a while ago to prepare our hearts, because worship is a beautiful thing, it's a powerful thing. It prepares our hearts to align ourselves with God's grace and God's power. Lord, we stand in your presence today. We believe that you are here. God is here. Where two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord, He is here. And so therefore, Lord, your grace is here. Your healing touch is here. Your power is here. And in fact, was already at work from the moment we entered, and as we were worshiping and praying and hearing the word of God, you were already at work. But God, today I pray that you will prepare us to receive your healing touch today. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, worship team. Let's sing this song. And then after we sing this one time, I will invite people to come forward. But allow our hearts and minds to zero in now on the greatness of God. He is our healer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Jesus, you're all I need.
We will be singing that song again in a little while, but we open now the altar. If you're here today and you need prayer for healing, body, soul, or spirit, please come. Don't be embarrassed. Don't neglect this time. Take advantage of it. Maybe you can even stand on behalf of someone else. Your pastors and leaders will be here to pray for you. If you're upstairs, we will wait for you. Please come. Please come. We will anoint you with oil as a symbol of the Holy Spirit, and then we will be praying for you.
I believe you're my healer. I believe.
partner, anybody near you, just pray for each other. The Bible says that we should share our burdens with each other and pray for each other so that we may be healed. Just find someone and just ask the Lord to bring healing and health, restoration to them. And don't just pray the physical aspect of healing. Pray for the spiritual and the emotional as well. That God will release us from anxieties and fears and worries. Replace them with joy and peace and faith and strength in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Those of you online, I pray that the grace of Jesus will touch you as well, body, soul, and spirit, and bring healing to you in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you go ahead and show the verses at the end? Hallelujah. We said, no, healing can come through faith-filled prayer. But sometimes we need our faith to be built up. And the Word of God says faith comes from hearing. So I want to declare some promises from God's Word about His healing grace on our lives. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So we'll do that in a little while. We'll allow a few more minutes here. Thank you, Jesus. Sing that again. I believe you're my healer. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Receive God's healing grace, healing touch upon your body, your soul, and your spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You're more than enough for me.
Praise God.
Jesus, you're all I need.
Hallelujah. Let me now read these verses for all of us. Maybe in fact, let's read this all together. Can we begin? Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord who heals you. Jeremiah 33:6. I will bring health and healing to you. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy peace and security. Psalm 41 verse 3. The Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed of illness. Psalm 147. He heals the brokenhearted. So, by the way, this verse talks about, it goes beyond the physical, no? Our emotional well-being, God also heals. And of course, Isaiah 53, a famous passage, let's read. Surely He took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered Him punished by God, stricken by Him, and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him, and by His wounds. That's talking about the Lord Jesus. When He died on the cross, He died not only for our sins, He died also for our wounds, our sicknesses. So lift your hands to the Lord right now. Lord Jesus, we believe You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, You are the healer in the past, in the present, all the way to our future. You are the healer of our body. You are the healer of our soul. You are the healer of our spirit. You're the healer of us while we hear the Word of God. But even those that are not with us today, You can use us to proclaim the Word of God and the grace of healing upon them. So Lord, I pray this week, would You use us to find someone that we can pass on this message to them and say, hey, I know you're going through something right now, but if You will allow me, can I just share the Word of God to you that God can bring healing to your body, soul, and spirit. So use us, Lord, so that we can release the power of Jesus to heal. As You told us in Your Word, go, make disciples, go, preach the gospel. But as You do that, lay hands on the sick. And the Lord will hear that prayer and bring healing. So Lord, today, thank You for the grace of God at work in our church community. Let your healing flow, Lord God, continually among ourselves. Release us, Lord, from even the burdens of anxieties and depressions and worries and fears. Replace them with hope, with faith, with love, with peace, with joy. And Lord God, heal us, body, soul, and spirit, in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a fantastic week. Good Friday, 10 o'clock service. Easter, 8 and 10 a.m. Men's Camp, Friday, Saturday. Sign up.